So, Dorian, Andraton, Donald, Daisy, Corbett, and Valerin, what say you?
They all stood silent, avoiding each other's eyes for the first few moments, then slowly looking around to see who might be the first to comment. It was tradition to offer your service to a party leader through representation of your weapon, or skill, or honor. It was, to the surprise of everyone, Daisy, who stepped forward first.
"You have my sword," she said.
Valerin immediately followed her.
"And my staff,"
he said. Despite not owning a staff, the principle was that at some point when he obtained a staff, the statement would stand.
"And Andraton's axe,"
Andraton said, stepping up and bouncing the head of Dennis in his hand.
"I give you my dagger,"
Donald said, peeved that Andraton had stepped up first.
"My bow is yours,"
Dorian said.
"For you and for our endeavor."
All eyes now turned to Corbett.
"Me? No, you can all fuck off."
The group immediately broke out in gasps and chunters of disbelief.
"Moan all you like. I'm not going,"
Corbett said.
"Find yourself some other mug."
"Mug?" Daisy said. "That's a bit strong, isn't it, wizard? You seemed quite keen back at the tavern. Do you recall? Before you blew it up."
"Nice try, princess, but I was there to check out Dr. Dingbat."
He pointed at Valerin.
"Not to be dragged by cow into some mad pickup group."
"This is not a pickup group, Corbett," Felicity implored. "We have been brought together by purpose, not by chance."
"So say you, but I don't recall our cleric mentioning any god stuff. Unless, of course..."
At this, Corbett paused, making sure that everyone was hanging on his words.
"Unless you are chasing a prophecy."
Gasps once again filled the air around the adventurers. The smile on Felicity's face dropped a little, while her eyes narrowed and burned into Corbett.
"You just happened to have these visions, eh? That led you directly to the town. And you just happened to turn up while I was making my pitch to Dr. Doom, right? Why does he keep making up names for me?"
Valerin quietly asked of Daisy.
"Because he's a dick," Daisy replied.
"And then?"
At this, Corbett began to pace in front of the others, one hand raised, finger pointing up, the other hand gripping his cloak.
"By some absolute miracle, this enormous hairy bastard suddenly decides to lose its shit and go barreling through the crowds and take all of us except for the tree hugger with it. And of course, it's none other than our noble Doreen who brought you here in the first place."
Corbett spun with a flourish.
"Deny that, Ranger."
"I deny it,"
Dorian said with a tone so neutral that Corbett lost his train of thought for a moment.
"What?"
Corbett asked.
"He denies it, Corbett."
Felicity stepped to him. Her smile had not completely departed.
"He didn't bring me, you dolt. I brought him. I used a magic circle to bring us both."
Corbett frowned.
"Nonsense! Mystics can't make a magic circle."
Felicity sighed.
"I'm not a mystic."
She then turned to the group, who were watching with popcorn-munching expectation.
"I'm a sorceress."
The inevitable gasps followed this admission and the now traditional chuntering. Valerin came forward and stood at the side of Corbett.
"A sorceress?"
he asked, incredulous.
"But you are so nice! And sorcery is so nasty."
It was true. Sorcerers were considered to be far too shifty to party with. Male, female, or those who chose as it suited them, it made no difference. Sorcery was a dark art. The insidious stepchild of witchcraft. The drug-addicted cousin with a string of restraining orders to necromancy. A strange blend of the unspoken elements of magical manipulation that earned its fearful reputation because of its followers' penchant for communing with demons.